Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav David Yitzchak, Ben Akiva Yehuda, and for the four of Yocheved Fegavas Mechal Yedisbasia, the Gemara Meseches Kiddushin, and of Memtesim Beis, tells us there was a certain person who sold his property with the intention of making Aliyah, going there to Israel. In the end, there was an onus. He didn't come back there. He wasn't able to go. And he didn't say anything at the time of the sale. So is the sale batal or not? Rava says, Havei dvorim shebelev, dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. This was in his heart that the sale was contingent upon his successful aliyah. And dvorim shebelev are not considered dvorim. So it's not valid and doesn't matter what he was thinking. The sale is a sale. Tur, Seminary Zion, writes, Miu yesh davar she'ein tzorach afilu lahasnois, elakeven shomer sheladas kein moicher havalei ki'ilu hisna. That there's a thing that you don't have to make a tanai, since you say that this is why you're selling it, it's as if you made the tanai. Kahu dezav and lenichsei adayte lemesak la'arad Yisrael, like somebody who sells his property with the intent of going up to Eretz Yisrael. And at the time of the sale, he said nothing. And in the end, he didn't go up. He didn't make aliyah. And the conclusion there is, the sale is a valid sale. So the Gemara says that if he didn't say anything at the time of the sale, the sale is a valid sale, even though he intended to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But if he said b'shas hamecher, that he's selling it because he intends to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and the aliyah isn't successful. Today it's a very common case, right? The guy wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they say to him, sorry, you got no, you need the papers, you don't have the proper papers. In this COVID world, they're making it difficult to get into the country. Understandably so. So in such an instance, if it didn't, his aliyah doesn't materialize. The din is that since he mentioned it at the time of the sale that he was intending to go on aliyah, the sale is not a valid sale. The sale is batal. Rabbi Yosef writes, "Umiu yesh davar shein tzorach afilu lahasnois," quoting the tool, "Kehu dezavin adaita lemeisak la'arad Yisrael, uvedezui yisa beperek beis de kiddushin." So this Maisa, says the Beis Yosef, is in the second Perek of Kiddushin, on Memtes Amud Beis, because who atesvis peperek almona almona nizoynis, de kishagala, daita, gila daita, b'shas ha-mecher, de la meisak l'arad Yisrael, kozovinu l'shar dvorim. That the Tosis writes, that when he's megaladas, b'shas ha-mecher, that he's intending to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he is selling it, or for other things, then the sale will be invalidated if it doesn't work out. The Drisha writes that Beis Yosef could be a little bit misleading. The Drisha and Sif Katan Dalet, because it's Mashma Midvarov, that Tosis and Ksubis were writing this word about that Maisa and Kedushin and Memtes on the Beis, and that's not true. Because in that Maisa, says the Gemara, he said nothing. The sale is a valid sale, and his claim afterwards, I'm doing it al das to go up, doesn't count. But if he's megal das b'shas ha-mecher, it's effective. Kule alma and Tosis and Ksubis are talking about the maisim and daf nun. But the Gemara says it's a mecher, and the reason is because there was a gilui das b'shas ha-mecher. ולמדנו דבינה דווקא גילוי דאס בשעס המכר והגילוי שקודם לכן לא ימהני. So it has to be דווקא בשעס המכר. That's the Tosfos, שגילה דייטו בשעס המכר. It has to be at the time of the sale and not before. If it's before, it's no good. It has to be b'shas hamecher. Al kopanim, if he's magal adas, then it counts. And the Beis Yosef says, we're talking about the Maisa Mem Tesla Mabez. No, says the Drisha. At least he implies Mem Tesla Mabez. The Maisa was actually, that Tosfos is referencing, is Ketushin Daf Nun. So, based on the Drisha, it turns out what Tosfos writes, Ksubas Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, the Yor Maskel Zavin, B'chein B'perek Beis, the Kiddushin Gabe, who gavered the Zavin, Nichse Edat, the Mestah Yisrael, Hasen Nan, V'yigit the Goli Daite, Hinei Tziyun Zeh Shkogo, this, the Tosfos is Mitzayin, Mem Tes Amud Beis, so that, whoever wrote that is mistaken. It should say Nun Amud Aleph, there it's talking about where it was Megal Adas. But the Gemara in Mem Tes Amud Beis is talking about where he wasn't Megal Adas, and therefore the sale is a valid sale. However, Beis Yosef is correct, because the Beis Yosef is explaining the tour. The tour brings the Maisa and Mem Tes Amud Beis, where he didn't say anything, and Rabbi says, Dvorim Shevelev Einam Dvorim, so this the tour is Medayik. That's lo have a Dvorim, is Mishum Debeidna Dezovin Loi Omar Veloi Midi. It's because when he sold, he didn't say anything, but if he would have said, then it would be Beseder, even though he didn't make it tonight Beferush. And on this, the Beis Yosef correctly brings the Tosfos in Ksubas. There it says in Tosfos, if you're Megal Adas, it's enough. It's Meduyik from the Gemara. The only problem is now why does the Beis Yosef have to go so far afield and quote the Tosfos in Ksubas Sadi Zayin? He could have brought the Tosfos in Kedushin here and Memtes on the base. He's explicit about it. And the Mecher is Batal, and that's the Makar of the tour. So why does the Beis Yosef travel all the way to Kedushin Tzadi Zayin when he has a Makar right here in Kedushin Mentes on the base? As is noted by Moraine of Rabbeinu Reb Nosson. So Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Dvarim bring from the Chashibam and Bava Basra, Kuflam and Zayin Amud Beis, that we need a Tanai Kofel. Hani Mili Be'isr. You know when you need a Tanai Kofel? When he says, in realm of Isr, Gonis Kachili, Amanash Dini Reish Zuz, B'chein Beget, Askin Shmuel B'gita Shiv Miraim Lo Masi Lo Yeget, Havavmon Lo Bina Tanai Kofel. And so he says, "Lo nihiro." The call tonight, "Mibnei God, mibnei Ruven yalfin and vasim abi double shevem mamoin." Ayin sham. The Chashbam says that when do you need a Tanai Kofel? Only when it comes to in yanim of isil, like kedushin kitten. There you need a Tanai Kofel. If yes, yes. Then if no, no. But by mamin, you don't require a Tanai Kofel. Hey, Mom, we don't require a Tanai Kofel. And Tosfos says, what do you to the Rashbam? Excuse me. But what's the makor for Tanai? Kofel, B'nai Gadim, B'nai Ruvain. And that's a Dovah Sheba Mamon. That's talking about inheriting Eretz Yisrael. So Ma Pitom, that you don't need a Tanai Kofel. When it comes to Mamon, Mamon is the whole source. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are the source for Tanai Kofel, and there it's a Davar Sheba Mamon. And this is the Chayra Shtag Akasha. So, Ma Afshar La'asot Im HaKushiyah Zoti. As Moreinu Rabbeinu Reb Nosson Omer, Kacha. The Yisod of the Svar of the Hashbam, that only by Yisur we need a Tanai Kofel, by the Mamon. It's enough to have a Gili Milsa Ba'alma would appear based on what it says in the Tziunim the Torah. Rav Yosef Engel, Klal La'amates, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, he's mechalik between Kinyani Mamin and Kinyan Kedushin or Get. that by Mammon the Iker Kinyan is the Gemilus Das of the Makna and the Koine, to be Makna and to be Koine. And the Maisa Kinyan is only to show that there's a Rotzon Amiti to be Koine and Makna, but by Kedushin, the Etzem Maisa Kedushin makes the Kinyan. Kedushin. And by Get, the Etzem Nesinas Haget makes the Krisis. So by Mammon it's the Das, and the Kenyan is to show the Gemira's Das. By Kedushin and Gittin it's the Maisa. That's the Iker. Now we understand the Rashbam. We don't require Tanai Kofel, that's talking about Kedushin and Gerushin and not Mammon. Because by Mammon the Iker Kenyan is done by the Rotz and the Gemira's Das of the Makin and the Koine. So if he's Megala Das, that he doesn't want to be Makin or Koine, unless the following condition is fulfilled, even though he wasn't Koifel the Tanai, he didn't double it up. Tanai is chal. And seems Megala Das that he doesn't want to be Makin or Kone. Elev Tanai Zev Zeh. He can't cause much lane is smale ha Tanai. If the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, there's no Gemirus Das. There it's all totally in Gemirus Das. It doesn't matter if he's Koifel, if he doubles the Tanai or not. Mashen came be given the Kedushin. There, Etzem ha Maisa hu sha'oise es chaleis ha-din. There it's the Etzem Maisa that makes the chalais din. If so, misvor chitzoyna hava amina, veina tanai mo'el klal. Since he did a maisa kedushin and he gave a get kedasu kedin, who cares what his das is? The etzem maisa makes the kedushin the gerushin, who cares what his das is? So therefore, the Torah is megala, the b'maisa b'nei gadol b'nei Reuben, that a tanai is effective. So because of the B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, because of that, Tanai is valid. But ain't lecha bo ala chidusha. And therefore Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain was a Tanai kafel. So you have to keep the rules. Bisvar chitzana, you would say that Tanai doesn't work because he did the maisa. Once you have this din of Tanai, so then you have to follow all the rules of Tanai. Once you have the Chiddush of Tanai. But when it comes to Mammon, there, it's the Iker is the Gemira's Das. So if you didn't fulfill the Tanai, then the Kinyan is in Chal. What does it matter whether you made a Tanai Kafel or not? So, Kedushin and Gerushin, you need a Tanai Kafel, and Mammon doesn't. That's the Svar L'Choyra of the Rashbam. Now it would appear that we could be miyashiv the kashiv Tosfos and Rashbam. Tosfos asks that Tanai b'nei Gad and b'nei Reuven is also an inyan of Mammon. And nevertheless, we require a Tanai kafel. So it would appear that under the kinyan is dependent on gemilus das is only where the person is makna lachaveiro davar shu shaloi. Shekevin shkol odam hu bailim al mamoinoi l'chein yochol lahasnois b'akin osoi kefir etzoinoi. Not that a Kenyan is totally in Gemira's Das, is only when the person who's Makna has something that's not his. If every person's Bailam on his Mammon, he can make a Tanai in Makna. And it's enough with the Gili Das alone. And without this Gili Das, he doesn't want to be Makna. So, and such a Tanai is effective even if it's not a Tanai Kofel. So that's Haknas Mammon, that he's the Bailam. But Chalukas Eretz Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hikne mamon shelo. With this Tanai, with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, this isn't Moshe's money, this is God's money. This is God's property. Just Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech, Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, like the Pasuk says. And therefore, they, B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, need the haskam of Moshe. That he'll be makna them their chelek in Eivar HaYarden. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach of Hashem. Yivar Yarden also has somewhat Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We've discussed at length in other Shiurim. V'zeh Yilav, Shehisna Moshe, but if Moshe not made it tonight, Kafel. And when God and when Reuven did a Maisa Kinyan, their Chelik and Yivar Yarden, I would have said that even if they weren't Mekayim the Tanai of Moshe, the Kinyan isn't Batel. Because they made a Maisa Kinyan Birshus Moshe, and even though Moshe was Megala Das, that he's not giving them Rishus to be Kona unless they wage war, nevertheless, I would have thought that the Kilei Das can't be Mevada, the Kinyan Chazaka that they made in their Nachala. Kanos Nachalas and Yad Hashem. Kein Moshe Rabbeinu Bailov Shalois and Nachala. Avaydei Shosa Tanai Kofol, Agazei Yesh Bekoichu Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Levada, Lafilu Maisa Chazaka Shal B'nai Godu B'nai Ruvain. And as Moshe Rabbeinu made it tonight, kafu. So that's mevatel, even the Maisa Chazaka B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. Because if it just would have been a regular tonight, then it's not Moshe's to give away, so it's not up to him, so he doesn't have the koach to make it tonight. But since it's tonight kafu, that's stronger, so that's mevatel their Maisa Chazaka. Because tonight kafu has the power to mevatel any Maisa. So that's why Dafka there, it's not a paradigm for Mominus, but it's a paradigm for Gittin Kedushin. Dafka by Gittin Kedushin will say that a Tanai Kofa could be Mevatel the Maisa. Even though there also, it's not because of the person's Gemilus Das. Etza Maisa is a good Maisa. So how is Tanai Mevatel it? Tanai Kofa. Just like by B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, you would say the Etza Maisa of Kenyan is good enough. It's not up to Moshe. It's not his land, it's God's land. And yet the Kenyan alone would be enough. Even though it's a Tanai, it wouldn't matter that they made a Tanai. Just the fact that a Kenyan was made would be stronger than any Tanai. We wouldn't pay attention to the Tanai. So the Tanai Kofel says, no, Tanai Kofel is Mevatel the Maisa. So what did by Gittin Kedushin? That Gittin Kedushin alone, the Maisa should be strong enough to Mevatel any Tanai. So we learn from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, but if it's Tanai Kofel, that's Mevatel the Gittin and the Kedushin. Even though it's not totally in Gemilus Das, the Etzem Maisa is strong enough to make the Gittin and Kedushin, but a Tanai Kofel is Mevatel, that Maisa. So there's a Raivid in the third parak of Zechi and Matana in Halacha Ches. That you don't need a Tanai Kofel unless it's Gittin Kedushin, he writes as follows. And therefore, like he says, a guy sells something to somebody else, and he says, but I'm only selling it to you with this Tanai. So if he didn't fulfill the Tanai, how is the Kenyan a good Kenyan? But Gittin Kedushin, but he says, by B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, that wasn't theirs. That wasn't Muchzekas B'day Yisrael. So he makes the chilik between B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven a regular case of Mominus. Mominus, you have to keep the Tanai without a Tanai Kofel. B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, you wouldn't have to keep it unless it's a Tanai Kofel, because it's not the person, he's not giving away his own land. And we made a chilik between Kedushin and Gittin. That by Gittin Kedushin, the Etzem HaMaisa makes the Gittin Kedushin. And therefore, unless you have a Tanai, a regular Tanai won't help. Therefore, you need a Tanai Kofel. He writes, Aval Gittin V'Kedushin Omden Daitahi. We assess his knowledge. When he makes the Tanai, if he just makes a regular Tanai, we don't really pay attention to that. He's maflig bidvolim. He's just saying these faraway things. Unless he's mechazik what he says with the Tanai Kofel. That's how the Raivid learns it. But we were saying a different chiluk, that by Kedushin and Gerushin, it's totally an etzem ha-maisa. He did a maisa Kedushin and Gerushin. A Tanai can't be mevatel then. He has to be mechazik with the Tanai Kofel. V'yesh lahasbir oid. That even before Matan Torah, you can make a Tanai and Dinei Mamash and Ram L'chaver, and even though there was no din yet of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, because by Dinei Mamash, a Tanai helps Misvara. Because there has to be Gemiru's Das, and if the person didn't fill the Tanai, there's no Gemiru's Das. So, L'chaver, that would also apply to Bnei Noach. And it could be that by Bnei Noach, Tanaim are effective, but Dinei Mamonis, which is Tali B'Svara. But it would appear that by Gittin and Kedushin of Bnei Noach, that's not Mahani B'Tanai. Because Yisrael, we have a Gilui that it's Mevatel the Maisa, but by Bnei Noach, what's marriage by them? He meets a girl in the street, he likes her, brings her home, they've been, they're married. Doesn't like her, he sends her away, they're not married. So there, it's Tali in the Etzim HaMaisa, and no Tanai is effective there. Because they don't have the chiddush of Tanai B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain. By Mamonis, where it's Tali B'Gemilu's Das, so the Torah that would help even without the Torah. But by Kedushin, which is a chiddush, that the Etzem Maisa is a Maisa Kedushin, a Maisa Gerushin, it's not Tali B'Gemilu's Das, maybe there, Dinei Tanai won't help. So maybe by B'nei Ruvain, only Dinei Tanai would help. Or maybe no. Maybe Dinei Tanai also helped by Kedushin and Gerushin and Menoch. Maybe that's also Tali B'Gemilu's Das. So there's a lot to talk about. We've already discussed in the past Gerushin and Kedushin B'Bnei Noach, and hopefully we'll revisit it in the future. Okay, there's a ton more to talk about. We will conclude here. Give ourselves a bracha that Amir Tashem. We will revisit this and keep discussing this fascinating topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.